If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is March the 13th, 2024, and today the topic is, today's the 15th, y'all. It's March the 15th, 2024, and yeah, today the topic is, who's your daddy? Happy Friday. Yes, happy Friday, everybody. I hope you guys had a wonderful Thursday. Mine was just fine. Yep, mine was good overall. Y'all know what I did yesterday. I went to work over there at Mountain West. You did all of my hours and things of that nature. Like I said, I mean, we've been doing things a little bit differently since my husband and I have been sharing the car. Because, I still need to get me a new car at some point. So we'll be praying for me and that we find something that will be good for me in this season, I guess. But anywho, the interesting thing is, I'm not the one that's so picky about the car. My husband's the one that's picky about, like, the type of car he wants me to have or whatever. I'm like, I mean, a convertible would be nice, but you know, he is pulling the whole, like, well, you know, you remember you're a wife and a mother, right? I'm like, I know. I'm just saying our son's getting bigger. So I'm just saying, you know, but anywho, be praying for me about this whole car thing. But so because of that, basically, NJ usually has been spending Thursdays with him, since he's usually at home while I'm out, you know, while I'm working and whatnot, borrowing his car. So anywho, so that's the current system in regards to that. Yesterday was good. I mean, we still was working on different things, obviously for Sunday, and also for, little reminders for the kids to invite their friends to Easter. So some little treats we're going to be passing out on Sunday and whatnot as well. We were making those and stuff. And so overall, it was a good day. No complaints or anything like that. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else of significance to share about yesterday. Not too much. By the time I got back home, I grabbed something to eat, and I thought I was going to nap, but I didn't. I just got straight to, like, busy work / online / the stuff I do. So eventually I went to sleep later on last night. I woke up this morning, I think it was 2:33. I can't remember. It was significant. I went deeper, and you know, as I tend to do, but I don't know if it necessarily led to the conversation today, but I would say that maybe it kind of confirmed a little bit, a smidge, that hey, you should talk about what we had came on my heart and mind. Like I said, it's difficult to talk about, like, some of these topics and stuff, and when the Lord is giving these things to me, I'm feeling like they are rebukes for people, you know what I'm saying? And it's hard because I'm like, Lord, you know, who am I to rebuke anybody? But at the end of the day, it's not me. If you feel rebuked by the words that are coming out of my mouth, then it's not me that's rebuking you. It is the Lord through me, and stuff like that. And but anyway, that's a whole nother thing. So not to say that was the reason why I'm recording at 9-something right now, but I mean, not to say I was going back and forth. I feel like I was receiving things, resting a little bit, receiving a little bit more, resting, you know. So I was going back and forth with that, but not back and forth about what I was going to talk about this tonight. So actually, I feel like yesterday, I kind of had this on my heart and mind, a smidge, and I feel like I talked about one side of it. But then I felt like when I was on my way to work, the Lord reminded me about this side of it. And I'm like, I guess, you know, I had made a mental note, I guess I could talk about it tomorrow, the Lord's will. And then today came, and it came back to my heart and mind this morning. And so here it is, you know, who's your daddy? it's just very interesting to observe, right? Different people, including myself, right? You know, and I guess what I'm seeing in different observations, it clearly shows, like, with the life you live and the things you do and things of that nature, it shows like who your daddy is. But then at the same time, it's confusing, right? When, you know, fellow believers or people that claim to read the Bible or, you know, things like that are doing things contrary, you know what I mean? And it's like, well, Lord, maybe I'm getting started in this game, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I'm confused about this or that. Like, maybe I need more understanding. So I try to study, go deeper, things of that nature. And you know, it's like I'm still seeing the same things, like the words say the same things, it hadn't changed. And so, you know, again, I know I call that type of stuff pulp, or you know, the things that we don't quote unquote like or understand in the word of God. But regardless of whether we like or understand it don't change. It's the same thing. Like, I mean, and I know people are like, oh, there's different interpretations of the Bible, blah, 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 blah. But I'm like, how are we gonna interpret anything different? Like, if the Bible say, for example, now this is an example. I don't think this is in the word of God, okay? This is just an example, all right? But if the words say the sky is blue and the green is grass, or the grass is green, then who am I to say, oh, you know, you misinterpret, like, and if I tell you, hey, so the Bible say the sky is blue and the grass is green, it's like, oh, you interpreted it wrong, you know, or something like that, or that's your opinion about what it says. No, I'm like, no, it's pretty clear. It says that is blue and green. Like, I don't understand how we can get anything else from that. And so anyway, so like I said, it gets difficult, man, because it, you know, when you see things and you hear things and you're like, Lord, you know, yeah, am I missing something? Like, you know, and I'm trying to look through and you know, and study and stuff, and I'm not trying to act like I'm perfect or nothing and got everything figured out. I'm sure, again, there's way much more that we don't understand about, again, life, the word, all these different things. But the basics of it is that, I mean, we are supposed to at least get into the word of God. We're supposed to at least be studying it and at least you know, be seeking the Lord, and I guess, you know, not say comparing our life to it, but yeah, any question that we have really can be answered by the word of God, by the Bible. Yes, the Bible. And so that, you know, that means if you have questions, I mean, go to the word, go to the source, for the wisdom, you know. And then when you get the wisdom, you know, even if you don't like the wisdom, you have to humble yourself to the wisdom of the Bible. Now, I mean, again, my observations is we don't like that. You know, we like to add to and things of that nature. I touched on that yesterday, when I mentioned that the pastor was saying the other day on Sunday, like, I think it was this Sunday or maybe it was last Sunday, but whenever it was, he mentioned that, you know, sometimes we feel like we need to add something to Jesus. Jesus is enough. We don't need to add no extra. It don't say, okay, Jesus and sage, Jesus and crystals, Jesus and anything, fill in the blank, you know, Jesus and your interpretation or what you want to do on top of what the word say or contrary to what the word say. And I mean, there's a lot of situations that can be handled here with this particular thing. I don't want to, but if the Lord wants me to, then I will. But I was about to say, what I was going to say is I don't want to like bring up specific topics, because at the end of the day, again, anybody can fill in the blank with whatever you want to put in front of what the words say, you know. So here I am once again to call this thing out, and say, you know, hey, we might need to truly, truly seek the Lord about who our daddy is. Like, why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I pursuing what I'm pursuing? Why am I, you know, what is leading me to do, say, or whatever the things that I'm doing and saying? Now, hey, I believe it's the Lord, you know, waking me up every morning and getting me into the word and sharing the juice. You know, I believe that. But at the same time, I mean, we gotta, you know, again, test the fruit, right? Like, what fruit is coming from me getting up in the morning and studying, getting up in the morning and sharing, you know? Things like that. And I think sometimes it's just difficult because, again, and see, we think that success and stuff is indication of God blessings and things like that. So for example, if you are operating out of order and you feel like you, oh, my life is blessed right now. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I got this, I got that. So you know, God must be okay with me doing whatever. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to do everything to the letter of what the Bible's talking about. Like we think that and we live that way. And I mean, my understanding is that's not accurate, but hey, you know what I'm saying? Again, everybody has free will and have to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. If you feel like ultimately the Lord or your God or whatever, you feeling like your Lord is leading you to do the things you say and do, then who am I to sit here and say that no, he ain't? Now I guess I can say this though. It don't seem like the Lord of the Bible is leading you to do whatever you're doing and saying if you're going against what the Bible says. That's just me. Again, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I could be wrong, but I'm just, and it, I don't know if this is an assumption or what, but I can't, I mean, it seems to me that again, if you are doing and saying anything that's against what the Bible is saying to do and say, then you're not following the God of the Bible. So who's your daddy? And then there's only two options, friends. I mean, even if you choose yourself, if you're like, oh, I'm my own God, then that is ultimately saying that that Satan is your God. I'm sorry to be the one. According to the Bible, we're gonna focus on Bible. According to the Bible, it's saying there's only two choices. So even choosing quote unquote yourself, your own opinion, your whatever, like even knowing that, then that's who your daddy is, because that's what he do. That's how he operate. Anything that's like, you know, do thy own will and things like that, you know, or do what thine will, or however those phrases go over that on that side, because the Bible tells us to do the Lord's will. So here goes some Bible, because obviously I mean, I done told you how I got to today's topic. And so let's go ahead and get into the word. So, I mean, just to reiterate, these are very familiar verses, but here it is once again, 2 Timothy 3 and 16. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Obviously, what stands out to me the most in this verse is saying the word all. That means every little word, every little punctuation, all that matters. Now, yeah, there's plenty to read in the Bible, and you'd be like, man, you know, there's a lot going on, right? You know, and sometimes some verses seem more significant than others and things like that. I get it, you know. It's a lot. What they say, 66 books, right? And things of that nature and stuff. And so I get that. Again, this is how we be picking and choosing. And this is something that, again, unbelievers like to say about believers. They say that we pick and choose what we want to believe instead of doing what the Bible say and acknowledging that all scripture is breathed out by God, and profitable. So again, even the stuff we don't like, y'all, you know, listen, leadership, submission, marriage, sex, parenting. I mean, anything the Bible is teaching us is beneficial. That's what it's saying. Now, again, you might not like what it has to say about all those different things, but I mean, hey, you know, were you there when, look, go back to that episode I was talking about Job, and let you know, hopefully it would encourage you to humble yourself to the Lord who was there at the beginning and who did create all and things of that nature. Obviously, again, things are put together and in order and in place because he wanted to be. For a reason. Even if we don't understand the reason here on earth, like maybe we won't never understand until we're in his presence again, you know? But I mean, let's not pick and choose, friend. If you're going to be a believer, then I mean, live accordingly to every hour. I found it very interesting that we like to be like Pharisees and Sadducees, I guess. Like we like to do things that add, right? But then we don't want to do what it actually say. Like, I mean, so we want to debate about, things that's not in the Bible, but then get mad or ignore what's actually in it. I mean, I don't. And like I said, I struggle because then I'm like, I don't know how, again, your fivefold ministry works, and all these different types. I'm not sitting here trying to act like I know all. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know where I fit in on the picture. Like, Lord, do you consider me a teacher or the? I don't necessarily even. Again, I'm not focused on no title at all. I'm just focused on studying and sharing. So maybe that's just being an evangelist, sharing the gospel. I don't know. I don't know. That's all I feel led to do. But yeah. Anyway, more verses. So 2 Timothy 4 and 3, it says, "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to." Y'all can go see what that word is. To suit their own passions. I mean, again, a very familiar verse, man. I'm not saying nothing new, y'all. I mean, we see this happening. Like, we don't like what this pastor say, so we're gonna go into this pastor over here. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, definitely go where the Lord is leading you, right? And go where you can actually get fed. Like, if for example, I mean, I know people are going back and forth about this. What is his name? I can't remember his name right now. Michael Todd, whatever. I don't follow his ministry like that. I only maybe watched a couple of videos that seem to be, of edifying. But I definitely have seen a little bit about like the different antics and things he got going on. And I saw some type of video. I didn't watch it or nothing like that, but the title of it was talking about, I guess, that people are leaving his ministry and stuff like that. And I guess he feels some way about it. Whatever, whatever. Hey man, again, if the Lord is leading you to go to another ministry, or if you see people out of order in leadership, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Do what the Lord tells you to do, by all means. But if you are getting sound doctrine and things of that nature, and you just don't like the sound doctrine, you just don't like the whole your toes being stepped on and things of that nature, then you might need to just humble yourself and things like that. I mean, again, hey, but who am I? I'm just but a humble servant myself. But I'm saying at least get into the word of God and see what it has to say about, whatever your situation could be. Let's not be one of these individuals that are just trying to go somewhere where we feel like, oh, I guess this reminds me of something I was listening to yesterday. On the way to work, I was listening to Pastor Marcus Rogers, Brother Marcus Rogers, however you want to say. He was talking about, I guess, the recent interview with Ty Tribbett and what Ty had to say about the church and things like that. And then basically he was talking to the people on the Breakfast Club or whatever, and they were talking about, oh, well, I like to go, off of what I feel, XYZ. We can't go off of what we feel, y'all. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be walking by faith, and according to the word of God. So let me give y'all some more verses. 1 John 3:10, it says, "By this it is evident who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he one who does not love his brother." Again, if you're offended by anything I'm saying or whatever the case may be, my apologies, but at the same time, sorry, but not sorry. I guess I love you too much, wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice. I love you too much to not do what the Lord is telling me to do, in this moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, Now, whether you can receive it or not, all that, that's between you and the Lord, you know, but I'm going to do my part, you know, and stuff like that. And it's saying that, again, it's clear who is true, you know, who your daddy is. Based on, again, practicing righteousness, as well as not loving your brother. I'm sure there's more examples as well that will go deeper about, you know, again, the children of God versus the children of Satan. But let me give you guys another verse. 1 John 3:8 says, whoever make a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. So there you go. That's a huge indication of whether you are a child of God or not. Are you practicing sin? You know, are you living out of order? Is it a habit? And not like falling short. Because again, we all sin and fall short, right? So we all have, you know, have that. But it's a difference between repenting, humbling yourself before the Lord, letting him know, hey, Lord, you know, I've fallen short, X, Y. That's a totally different thing than to live in sin and just live it, you know, and just, I'm fine with it. I don't care about what the word got to say. You know, so that's just something to think about. I got one more verse before we get to the Bible verse of the day, I believe. And that is 2 John 1:9. It says, everyone who goes ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. So friends, I mean, I hope that this is helping us today to, you know, ask ourselves the question about who our daddy is, you know, reflect on your life, reflect on your choices, reflect on the things you do and say, and answer that question for yourself, because that's something that is very important that we all have to do. But I guess ultimately the juice is, I hope that, you know, we, me and you, you and I are both brothers and sisters in Christ, and I hope and pray that, you know, we have the same Father. and not the other, but hey, that's the juice, y'all. That's the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is Psalm 143:8. It says, cause me to hear this this loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way where I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee, or lift up my soul unto thee. You guys can go and read that without the jumbling up that I just did, but I hope that it encourages you and inspires you. I'm sorry if this was just a juice full of pulp this morning, but hey, that's the juice. I hope that you guys enjoyed this conversation. And yeah, man. Yeah, y'all know today's Friday, right? So we have a new episode of the GSL Talk Show coming out tonight. It was Miss Chastity Huston. And yeah, man, I hope that you guys enjoyed that as well. And yeah, y'all have a fabulous Friday. I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us, because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.